Grey cloaks snapped in the wind as the guardsmen marched them across the yard. There was no Lannister crimson to be seen, but Ned was reassured by the number of gold cloaks visible on the ramparts and at the gates. Jaina Slint met them at the door to the throne room, armoured in ornate black and gold plate, with a high-crested helm under one arm. The commander bowed stiffly. His men pushed open the great oaken doors, 20 feet tall and banded with bronze. The royal steward led them in. "All hail, His Grace, Joffrey of the Houses Baratheon and Lannister, the first of his name, King of the Andals and the Rhoynar and the First Men, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm," he sang out. It was a long walk to the far end of the hall, where Joffrey awaited atop the Iron Throne. Supported by Littlefinger, Ned Stark slowly limped and hopped toward the boy who called himself King. The others followed. The first time he had come this way, he'd been on horseback, sword in hand, and the Targaryen dragons had watched from the walls as he forced Jaime Lannister down from the throne. He wondered if Joffrey would step down quite so easily. 5 knights of the King's Guard, all but Sir Jaime and Sir Barristan, were arrayed in a crescent around the base of the throne.